You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A website has ranked men's size in 86 countries. Out of 86 countries, they put
mass?
The United States as, what? I'm sorry?
Body mass? What's the size?
Well, a mass of one particular part of the body.
Oh.
And they say the United States is 59th out of 86.
Ugh.
What?
Guess they weren't measuring the right people.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, American men brag.
We're big
so
talkers.
Much,
we're big
and
talkers.
And American women laugh so much for so many reasons.
There's things to say, but I won't.
I know it makes you uncomfortable. That's why I talk about these things. I love to make you uncomfortable. I love to make you squirm on this show.
Yeah. I'm going to tell the story again, actually, because I find it incredibly funny. My very, very best friend on the planet, Surat, who I have known for 30-some
years. I love Surat.
Years.
He's a good guy.
Surat's a good, good dude.
He's a good person.
He's from Sri Lanka, and the Sri Lankans on that list were at the very bottom.
One, two, three. Actually, fourth from the bottom.
So I'm going to take a screenshot of that story and send it to him a little bit later today. Say, hey, man. It's all right. You still got a good personality. It's all good.
That's funny. What else is going on? The mask mandate has been lifted out of DIA, so you can walk around DIA without a mask now. But still up to individual airlines and other airports whether or not they will enforce the mask rule. United Airlines said they are dropping the requirement on their domestic flights. They can't speak to their overseas ones because it depends on the country you're flying into and their rules, so forth and so on.
And here's the thing. You can still put a mask on if you feel uncomfortable. Wear your mask.
I'm flying next week, and I've already been thinking about that. Like,
you gonna do it?
I feel more comfortable these days.
Then do it.
But at the same time, airplanes kind of, I don't know. Let's move on. A little bit of sports news for you. You've got the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the Rockies. They all played last night. Which of those three do you think was the only team that won? The Rockies. What? We're living in bizarro world.
They're doing pretty good, huh?
They're having a good start to the year. I got to say, they have a good start to the year going. They beat Finn tonight at Coors Field.
Did they get some new guys or something?
They got some new guys. They got some new guys on the team.
How does it work?
Every year they got new guys on the team.
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Rockies owners are like, who are the players that we can pay the least that will come play for us? And we'll field the team. And still sell tickets because people in Colorado love their baseball.
Yeah,
we don't even have to put a
winning team in the field. It's a nice little afternoon out. Whatever.
The Avalanche, however, the best team in the National Hockey League and the future winners of the Stanley Cup in just a couple of months. They had their 9-game winning streak snap last night, above all people, the Washington Capitals. Oh. Tomorrow night, they're going to be in Seattle. I got to say it, Jeremy, they're playing the Kraken.
That's a dumb name.
I love it. You don't like that name?
Yeah, yes, it's all right. It's okay.
The Nuggets. I don't know what's going on with the Nuggets. They're in the playoffs, but maybe not much longer. They got blown out again by Golden State last night out in San Francisco. They're now down 2-0 in their playoff series, which means they've got to win 4 of the next 5, right?
They just have to believe in themselves.
Funniest thing you've said all week. I can see you giving a little pep talk in the locker room. What would Jeremy's pep talk be?
You guys just have to believe in yourself.
You're like, let's do it. Do you believe in life after
no,
love?
No, I wouldn't sing that. That's weird.
They will host Game 3 Thursday night at Ball Arena. So maybe by coming home,
it's gonna be a great game.
It'll pump them up. They're gonna pump you up. Taylor Swift had a millipede named after her.
Lucky.
A millipede.
That's kind of cool.
It's a Nanaria swifti. It's a type of Appalachian mountain millipede they just discovered.
You're a mountain millipede. What's the first name?
I think it's Nanaria. N-A-N-N-A-R-I-A.
Why wasn't it Tataria? Tataria or something for Taylor. Tataria.
Well, they got to get the genus or whatever in there,
well,
which is Nanaria.
For this one.
Change it for that?
Put a T in the front of it. Tanaria.
Why?
Because they're naming it after Taylor Swift. This is a Taylor Swift thing, right?
But that's Swift Eye at the end.
But I want the T in the beginning somewhere.
Well, you don't get it. I'm sorry.
This is why I gave up searching for millipedes.
Mm. They did a ranking of the best romantic comedies of all time. What's your favorite rom-com?
I will say that The Wedding Singer is probably my favorite, and it's on the list.
They put Wedding Singer at number 9.
That's good.
My favorite was number 1. I feel like a champion today.
Or Saving Private Ryan was good, too.
Schindler's List. When Harry Met Sally, I'll have what she's having.
Never seen it.
Jeremy has not seen it.
Seen it.
Pretty Woman was number 2, and You've Got Mail was number 3.
Hey, Tom Hanks.
Man, the highest... There's not one from the 21st century until number 10. Numbers 1 through 9 are all from the 90s. Every one of them is from the 90s, except for When Harry Met Sally, which came out in 89. Wow. You don't get a 2000s movie until Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's weird.
I have not seen that one. Have you seen that?
I think I saw parts of it.
People say it's really good. I don't know. What else is trending?
Garlic is trending. Today is National Garlic Day. People love garlic, right? Garlic bread, garlic shrimp, garlic pasta.
Wards off vampires.
Garlic butter. You take garlic supplements?
Uh-uh.
I used to work with a guy who would take garlic supplements, and
he smelled so bad.
But
yeah,
they say it's really good for you.
It comes through your pores. We had a coworker who did that, too. It comes through your pores,
man. It oozes out, and you stink. But I will say, like, if you're cooking with garlic, the smell of garlic being sautéed in butter is just, I get in there, and I huff it. I huff the heck out of it. So today's the day to rub a little garlic on your body.
I'm going to name you an honorary Italian for today.
Hey!
Welcome.
Nice. Thank you. Today is also National Wear Pajamas to Work Day. Today, no. Quit promoting slobbery.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do these days where they want you to dress down and look like a slob to come to work. And they do it at schools, too. I hate pajama day. Stand up tall. Well, I was early when I got up.
You're not exactly
dressed
up.
Yeah, but we're sitting here in a room with nobody else on the radio. I don't need to be in a suit.
I know.
But come on, if you get on an airplane today and your pilot comes rolling in with his Spider-Man pajamas on, you're going to be like, can we get a different flight?
I would like him to be in choo-choo jammies.
Choo-choo jammies? What other industries would be really bad to wear your PJs to today?
Funeral director.
Oh, God. They go pulling up with the hearse, and the two guys get out, and they're...
They're wearing choo-choo jammies, or, you know, Garfield pajamas.
SpongeBob jammies.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
that's a good one. Like, surgeon, maybe? Your surgeon or something? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, surgeons get away with it anyway because they wear scrubs.
I guess
and
if
the scrubs look like jammies.
And you're out for the procedure, so I guess it doesn't matter.
And what do you care, right?
What do you care? Big news coming out today from Taco Bell. Turns out they are bringing back that Mexican pizza starting on May 19th. They dropped it in 2020, and everyone started flipping out, apparently.
I haven't had it.
That they love the Mexican pizza. I have not had it either, so I guess now's my chance to take a little nibble off of it and see if I like it. I guess there was a big... outcry, online petitions, blah, blah, blah. So now Taco Bell says, hey, we're going to bring it back.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Mexican pizza? I mean, isn't that a tostada? What's the diff?
My God, you're right.
A tostada is essentially a pizza.
I got to look at a quick pic. Hold on. Taco Bell...
We have been gamed.
I'm going to look at a picture of it and see.
And by the way,
I'm
going to say it until the sun blows up. Tostada is the worst of all of the Mexican foods you can order.
What? I love the tostada.
It's the stupidest food. You got all of these great things, the burritos and the tacos and the this and the that and the sopapillas, and you got all that. It's delicious. It's perfect. Then the tostada.
I like to put the smear of beans on there. You smear it.
You cannot look dignified in any way eating a tostada.
Are you kidding me?
And it crumbles. It's horrible.
A taco crumbles, too. Hey, you know taco's worse. You got to turn your head sideways. And you're like, as stuff's falling out of your mouth.
Doesn't matter. Tostadas are dumb. No. And I'm going to tell you something. You know all those calls we got in the last week where people were like, Dom, I never agree with you, but today I am. People agree with me today.
Nobody's
listening. Take every Mexican food that you can get, and tostada will be at the bottom.
It's just a flat taco.
It's stupid. Open up the phones right now.
All right. Cool.
No, you know what? Don't.
Whoa.
Because what's going to happen is
everyone will agree
call out
with
something
me.
Like that. No, when you call out something, the defenders are the ones who rush in.
Honestly,
I love tostada.
The way that you hold a tostada as it's coming into your mouth, the delivery is a very sophisticated hold, actually. Because it's like you're holding a tray at a fancy restaurant, and you're like presenting it to your mouth.
Okay, but think about the geometry of it. It's a big round thing trying to fit into your mouth. A taco is folded over, it fits in there. A burrito
What's
rolls
the difference
over
of like
and
eating a donut
in.
Or a cinnamon
a
roll?
It's like picking up an actual pizza and not cutting it into slices and picking up the entire pizza.
No, that's a ridiculous analogy because
it's
far too large.
But tostadas are
It's a little dainty thing. Look at the way I'm holding my hand right now. Look at that. And you balance it on your hand. And it's coming in like a UFO.
I will simply say I'm confident that the majority of listeners this time agree with me.
All right. We'll see.
Even though, Dom, I rarely agree with you.
I'm looking at a picture of the Mexican pizza. So it's a tostada shell on the bottom. And then there's meat. And then another tostada shell on top. With all the fixings on top of that.
That's different. That's like a sandwich.
So it's not a pizza at all, Taco Bell. This is a Mexican sandwich. It's like a flattened hamburger. It's a flattened Mexican hamburger, essentially.
I think everyone should march into Taco Bell today
it's
and
not
give
a
them
pizza.
Help.
This is what I'm mostly irritated about. It looks nothing like a pizza. Huh.
I take that back. Don't give them hell. Those people are
no,
overworked
good people.
And underpaid.
They are.
Give them a break. Just in your mind, say, this is ridiculous.
March in today and says, Dom hates your tostadas, and then goes storming
Everybody
out.
Everybody hates tostadas except Jeremy. And even you don't order them, so you're a big talker.
I will say the tostada is in a heavy rotation in our house for meals. One, because it's stupid easy to make. It's just an easy dinner. And you get to top it with all sorts of fun stuff, you know? You put black olives on there, some tomato, lettuce, avocado. You can do chicken on there if you want.
Oh, wow.
You can really dress up a tostada.
You can do that with nachos, and they're easier to eat.
Okay.
Am I right? Nachos are essentially chopped up tostadas.
I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm not even telling you what clickbait is. I'm done. It's not even
can
that great
play
today.
The
play,
play
the sound because it's cute.
Clickbait.
Hey, that's fun. We're on Facebook.
Go
Dom's
check
wrong.
It out for yourself.
Dom. Go to domswrong.com.
I might put that on our Facebook page right now. What's the worst of the Mexican foods? I say tostada.
You could. People will reply to that. Guaranteed.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Guaranteed.
You and I have both been around the block long enough that some people will get their knickers in a wad over this.
Well, they'll twist it somehow, too, because it'll like be twisted into some sort of politics or something. Or you're
okay, they won't get them in a wad. They'll have twisted knickers, and they will get upset, and then station management will have to issue some sort of apology to the Tostada Association of America, the TAA.
Courtney messaged us, and she just says, tostadas are stupid.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a funny line. Tostadas are stupid.
It's stupid. All and everybody right. knows. You're All the right. only one who doesn't know. And you're just defending them
just
to be
It makes me feel fancy, okay?
A tostada?
It makes me feel fancy. The presentation of a tostada is like... That's something that billionaires eat, man. Bring me a silver platter full of tostadas. The presentation is exquisite.
What wine does that pair with?
Oh, God. We're done.
We're done. We might be done with the show. We might not even come back and play Rattle-Off. The show might be over.
We're done.
Management
done
might
here.
Haul us out of here by the hair. Let's see what's going on with traffic. Brought to you by K&H Home Solutions.
Our drive's starting to settle.